Hi, it's Craig Sigal here, the mental toughness trainer, delivering to you life-changing strategies, training, and techniques to become fearless, direct your mind, master your emotions, and speed you along to your goals. Show notes and to stay connected to me are at mentaltoughnesstrainer.com with a link to all podcast episodes at the top of the site. All right, let's do this. Hi, and welcome to episode one of the Mental Toughness Trainer podcast. I am Craig Sigal. Let's do this. If you want to get started on my principles and programs, probably the best place to go is sportsmentaltoughness.com, where you can take a quiz to find out what is holding you back and the solution to deal with it. All right. Right off the bat here, I'm going to introduce to you my formula for getting what you want, for achieving your goals. And it's called the RACE formula, R-A-C-E. Today, we're going to talk about what the R is. And going forward, we'll get into more detail about the other letters. And R stands for relentless. Now, this is not the relentless that you're used to hearing from coaches and motivational speakers that say, you've just got to be determined and you've got to go get your goals and rah rah and you need to face your fears and you just, determination is all important and you got to push through and it's the people that fail often that get their goals. That's all great stuff. Don't get me wrong, but that's not what I'm talking about. You see, I've worked with well over 1,500 people in person, getting deep inside their minds in my office one-on-one or via Skype or FaceTime. You learn a few things when you do anything this many times. You see patterns. Think about your own career, vocation, or hobby, or anything you do, your sport, and how you've done something over and over and over and over and over. And you notice how to get more efficient the more you do something, because a certain part of what you're doing becomes automatic, and then your thinking mind can then start thinking of ways to improve it or make what you're doing more efficient. And this is what athletes and performers always do. You start off using your thinking mind or your conscious mind to do your activity, skill, behavior, or performance. And the more it becomes automatic, then those neural connections that govern that movement or action get taken over by unconscious neural networks. So you don't have to think about them anymore. Now, this is the clue or the movies, the foreshadowing. There we go. That's the word I was looking for, to what is really at the heart of relentless. But let me back up and just tell you my English language definition of relentless as far as the formula goes. And it is your belief in your ability to change which isn't or anything that isn't working for you. All right? Your belief in your ability to change things that you have not been able to change through normal methods of just thinking. Right? Who just doing your simple, okay, this doesn't work for me and I need to adjust it. A simple example of this would be somebody who overeats and says, all right, I need to eat less and exercise more or whatever it is that's prescribed for them to get healthy. Or the person who says, I need to drink less alcohol or stop smoking. They go, yes. And they can't do it. No matter what they try, and I've worked with tons of these people for all kinds of issues, and this applies to personal mental toughness, it applies to mental toughness in sports, and just about everything. So relentless is your belief in your ability to change. And when people come to me, this is what I'm looking for. Where are they on the scale of they believe they can change? Now, yeah, they're coming to see me and they're paying good money and they got their hopes up. But on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, oh yeah, where I'm at right now, that I can change. I can change anything. I like to walk around saying to my fiance, I'm the master of change. She kind of laughs sometimes, why don't you master the change of taking the garbage out on time every Thursday night? Anyway, back to when people come to my office, I sit down and I'm gauging where they're at on that scale. One meaning, woe is me, I'm screwed, there's nothing I can do. And by the way, not too many people come to me at that place, but it does happen. Most people walking around out in the world won't come to somebody like me to help them change because they don't believe that they can change. They just believe this is the way I am. That is the antithesis, the opposite of relentless, that this is the way I am. And I've been this way for as long as I can remember, forever. And what happens when we get that belief, and if it gets really strong, then we have this part of our brain called the reticular activating system that goes out and looks for reinforcement of our beliefs. So here's an example of how it works to help you understand in a more down-to-earth example. You know how when you get a new vehicle, a new car. Let's say you get a VW Jetta. Before you got that VW Jetta, it wasn't on your radar. You didn't notice VW Jettas cruising around the highway. And then you get a VW Jetta and you're driving around. You see them everywhere. All of a sudden, VW Jettas are everywhere. Your eye notices them. That's your reticular activating system at work. It's just a bundle of nerves that have nerves and neural and neurons, which are brain cells, and these are the cells of the nervous system. Okay, and we have many of these clusters or groups, or I like to just call them networks, that provide all sorts of different functions. And they're not just in your brain, they run throughout your whole body. It's this amazing interconnected network. We are not even scratching the surface of how it all works together in science. But we don't need to, we just need to understand for our purposes here and wanting to change and be different than we are, what it is that is at the heart of opening the door, giving us the map and the compass and the flashlight to walk from this dark tunnel. I like to use this metaphor. I'm going to help you with that flashlight and the map and the compass to get you out of that dark tunnel and go see the light at the end of the tunnel, which is your goal. All right. So your reticular activating system seeks to reinforce what you already believe, what you have stored as a belief somewhere else. And if you have stored this belief, and most of us have it at some level, somewhere on, it's more like a scale. Human beings are not digital, yes or no, on or off. I believe this or I don't. It's been my experience, we're all on a scale. 1 to 10 is a good way for me to make it realistic for you so you can see where I'm going with it. So if somebody comes in with a 1, I can't change. This is the way I am. They start they make it stronger and stronger and stronger the longer they go because their reticular activating system looks for references and reinforcements of why that's true. So if you have trouble quitting smoking, well, you look around and you see that zillions of people have trouble smoking. Okay. And then you might even run into an article that says it's genetic, that you have a tendency to have an addictive behavior or something like that. Or if you're dealing with alcohol, you find that there's a gene that predisposes you to alcoholism. And then you find out that the 12-step program, part of it is admitting you're an alcoholic and there's nothing you can do about it. Okay, that's right. That's who I am. I can't change. You see how, are you starting to see how throughout society we get messages like this everywhere? Now, I'm using simple examples that everybody can kind of understand about alcohol or overeating and smoking because they're the most common that we see in Western society. But this works just the same if you're talking about athletics or performance or competition. Let's say you get nervous before games. Now, that is a bodily function that just seems to happen. You don't try to get nervous, right? You don't try to think about what it is that's making you nervous. Your opponent is bigger, stronger, faster. No, you just take in information. You're on your way to competition in your game, and you're assessing everything you know about what is going to happen based on your knowledge of the sport and who you're going to play and all that stuff, and you come to conclusions. And then what happens is you trigger a belief network somewhere in your nervous system, your brain and nervous system all working together, and that controls all the bodily responses, the physiology of your body, triggering chemicals, which then make all your muscles, nerves tighten up, and we call it getting nervous. Now, sometimes this is really profound, like I've seen athletes come to me who are literally about to throw up before a race, let's say. I've had runners, for some reason it seems to hit runners or other racers, swimmers I've had, where they're just so nervous. They put so much onto it. Well, I had one swimmer that actually literally was almost about to get kicked out of swimming competition because he would throw up all over the floor, and they were tired of cleaning up after him. It delayed the matches, the meets. Back to relentless. So you've been having this nervous system reaction for so long, or these other things I talked about, these addictions, for example, and you go, well, this is the way I am. And my coach has told me all these great things of how to get over nervousness that seem to have worked for other people, but it's not working for me. And I'm doing everything I can to think my way out of this. Don't be nervous. Everybody tells me to breathe slow, deep breaths. Yeah, that's what sports psychology says. Yeah, you can't be nervous and have slow breathing. So you try that, and maybe it gives you some relief, but you know what? You're still shaking. You're still tense and tight when you least want to be. And so what does that do? It reinforces your idea, I can't change. So how do we turn this whole thing around? People who don't believe they can get over their addiction, people who don't believe they can change physiological responses, like golfers with the yips where their arms shake or make a jittery movement right before they putt, tennis players who throw the ball up in the air for a serve and they can't do it. The serving yips. I had a pole vaulters who run down the track, and all of a sudden when they get close, they can't put the pole down. Gymnasts who get stuck on backflips or other moves, all of a sudden, they just can't do them anymore. Baseball players who get the throwing yips, they just can't throw the ball like from catcher to pitcher or from second baseman to first baseman. The list goes on and on and on. And you can't think your way out of it. Now, luckily for a lot of those things, they come on pretty suddenly. And they don't get the idea, well, this is the way I am, because it's usually, you know, hasn't been around for very long. But still, they have the mentality that, wow, everything I've tried isn't working. And so they start to sink down from 5, 4, 3 down into the I can't do it. Bottom line, I don't like to say this to clients in person. I will if I have to. It's where are you on the empowered to make change versus victim side of things? That's it. That's all there is. If you're a total victim down to 1, you're not even going to seek out help. The closer you get to empowered 10, the more you move up on that scale of, all right, whatever this issue is, I'm going to deal with it. I will fix it. And that means when one thing doesn't work, you don't quit. You still hold the belief that somebody has the answer for me. That's the relentless. It's about your belief and your ability to change. I'm going to repeat this a bunch of times. You don't quit looking for answers. You look for somebody like me. So most of my clients, I'd say they come in, they're somewhere on, you know, the 5, right around 5, between on the 1 to 10 scale. So they have enough relentless to get themselves into my office and tell me their story and tell me all the troubles and issues they've had over the years and not being able to get over this issue. you know, you name it, a lacrosse player who's just always on the verge of being a starter. Always on the verge, just never breaking through. You know, same thing with a boxer, stuck at a certain level and can't get to the next level of competition. Why? Why can't I do it? I bust my butt. I do everything I'm supposed to, and they just can't do it. So this is where people are when they usually come to me. If they were at one, they wouldn't come to me because they wouldn't believe that they could change at all. I'm happy if they're at five. Occasionally, I get people at two, and as I'm working with them, and you need to assess yourself. Where are you with the issue that you need to overcome? And you may not even know what that is yet. But the whole point of this podcast here is that you've got to have this relentless idea, belief, program that whatever it is, I can change. So if somebody comes to me and they're at a two, woe is me. The thing that gets them into my office is extreme pain. They're in pain. They want out of the pain. That's enough to get them in my office. So I've had them there in extreme pain. Like, for example, you know, the swimmer who's just about ready to get kicked out of his sport. That's pain. And yet he came in with, I don't think I can change. I had another person who thought everything was going to make her sick. The technical term is hypochondria. Pain, 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 because her whole life was upside down trying to deal with this issue, not having any success, taking advice from everybody and everywhere. Nothing is working. In fact, it's getting worse. So her relentless is down to nothing. But thankfully and luckily, there was enough pain to bring her to continue to at least seek out help. So if nothing else, if you get nothing else out of this podcast, the one thing I want you to remember is there is a part of us, the victim side, if you're on the 1 to 4 on the 1 to 10 relentless scale, you've got a part of you, a function of your inner mind I call the victim. Its job is to help you by seeking out help from others, all right? So the victim is not always bad. When I see somebody and they're in my office and it's time to do some work and it's time to clear the stuff, see in the race method, it's time for me to teach them A, awareness about why they're doing what they do. I want to teach them the E, the emotional mastery. And if they're still in their victim, if their victim is still running them, ruling them, there's no relentless, then nothing happens. The vehicle does not move forward. We don't get anywhere. And so everything I do has this idea, the theme of this podcast here, which is your belief and your ability to change. 10 sounds like this again. Well, you know, Craig, I would love it if somebody came into my office and said this. It would be like, we would get done so fast. We would get that person's outcome so fast. Craig, you know, I have been really struggling with this issue. Nobody else has been able to help me. I have not been able to solve it myself. But you know what? I know darn well that the solutions are out there. And let's see what you got. And whatever it is you present here, I am going full force with it. And I'm going to give it everything I got. And that's going to work, or the next thing will work. But I am going to get out of this issue. I'm going to be done with it. I don't know I hope you're the guy to make it happen. Oh my goodness. If I heard that, I'd be like, you rock. This is going to be easy. You see, your belief and your ability to change, it's everything. If you don't have that, all the techniques in the world are pointless. All the little tricks the mental tricks and all the little tools won't do anything. I promise you. I've tried delivering tricks and techniques. Like I said earlier, when you do this long enough, you see what works and what doesn't. And I kept noticing where somebody is on that scale of relentless. And I try to move them up that scale. The truth is, get this, I've had these conversations with others in the change world, which I like to consider myself in. We've had talks. I say, you know, if I can get somebody to an 8 or 9 on that relentless scale, man, I can wave chicken wings over their head and poke voodoo dolls, and they're going to get their outcome. The tricks, the techniques, the interventions, the stuff we do, that's not it. I can make them up and they will get their outcome. I've proven this I don't know how many times. In fact, every once in a while, I'll throw something out, I'll make something up just to test this on a person who I know has got tremendous belief in their ability to change and get their outcome. And they believe in me, and I've spelled out something that makes sense to them. And this is where I came up with my idea of what I call plausible cause and effect, which we'll go into later in future podcasts. But it basically borrows off the placebo effect, which is if you believe something is going to help you, it helps you. Right? So they have, modern medicine doesn't like to admit this, but there's been countless studies where test groups are given medicine or pills or a surgery even for real as a test group for a particular issue. And then they have another group of people with the same exact issue, and they give them a fake pill or a fake surgery. They've literally taken people into surgical operating rooms and dressed them up, rolled them down in the gurney, moved them into the operating room. Doctors and nurses all dress up. They put the anesthesia on the person. And then when the person comes through, they tell them the surgery was amazing, and they didn't do anything. All they did was make a teeny little incision and stitch up the skin, and nothing happened, and the people get better. Yeah, it's like 30 to 40% of people in these placebo groups get their outcome, get better, and nothing was done to them, just the belief. So belief is all powerful, and I want you to start right now to generate, to pound into every fiber cell of your being, that no matter what it is you're facing, no matter what difficulty lies in front of you, you can get over it. You don't have to know how. Don't need the mechanism. Don't need to know the person yet who's going to help you, whether it's me or somebody else. You just need to have this belief. You need to turn it up to 8, 9, and run your whole life at 10. That's relentless. You get that, you can achieve anything. And I firmly believe everybody out there is talking about, you know, if you want to get your goals, you got to focus on your goals. You got to take action to your goals. And yes, you got to do that stuff. But that's not our problem. That's not why we're not getting our goals. Because we're not focused. Because we're not taking action. No, we're not taking action. We're not focused because we have a conflicting belief program that won't allow us to. So that's where I start with everybody. Clear the stuff. Race formulas, relentless awareness, clear, and emotional mastery. When you clear the stuff, your natural drive and desire to achieve your goal will create the action. Now, if you don't have any drive and desire to achieve a goal, you won't have any action. But that, I've never seen anybody who comes to me or is seeking answers or who follows personal development or successful people who have achieved the thing they want. Let's say it's to become an NBA basketball player. I've never seen them, you know, just give up on themselves because they didn't have the motivation. And they weren't able to take the action. They have the ability to take the action. They have the talent. They have the motivation. It's internal programs that hold them back. And you have to buy into the notion, even if you're not sure how, why, when, fake it for now. Borrow my confidence. I have worked with people with much more difficult issues than you. That's why I have this 10 relentless, because I've helped hundreds of people get over really tough stuff. Medical issues doctors have no answers for. I've helped people who are working with, what do you call that brain people? Neurologists with fibromyalgia. Go look that up. It's a garbage dump diagnosis that they do a series of tests on, and if they can't determine it's something else, they just call it fibromyalgia. So many pain points in your body. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, same thing. Gastroenterologist sent a client to me. No idea why this person has stomach cramps, can't eat. The whole stomach system is just, digestive system is not working right. And they look and there's nothing wrong on the x-rays. Getting nervous before performance, choking at the end of your performance. That's easy. Getting over a tremendous trauma from your childhood, that's a little bit more difficult. And if people can get over things like that, and they can, I've seen it, I've done it, and you can get over yours easily, believe it. The answers are there. Stick with me. Borrow my confidence if you have none. That usually is enough to get people up to the 5 level so we can actually do some work going forward and clear the junk that's stopping you from getting your outcome. That's relentless. That's what I want for you. It's what you got to have. Stick with me and I'll help you build your relentless. Everything I do has everything I've talked about here built into it. All my programs have this built into it. I give you that confidence that you can change. All right? If you're needing help, wanting help for your child in sports, I got the Mental Toughness Academy. It's built in. The kids don't even know what I'm doing. If you're an adult and you compete, I've got the Advanced Mental Toughness, which has my Fearless Competitor baked into it as part of it. The Fearless Competitor, I believe that fearlessness is 90% of being able to achieve anything you want, being fearless, getting over your fears. So that's the core of everything I do. That's also baked into everything. Go forward. Remember, are relentless, your belief and your ability to change. All right, this is Craig Sigal, episode 1. I had a lot of fun talking to you. Be relentless. Go take the sportsmentaltoughness.com mental toughness quiz and find out what your particular issue that you need to get over. Maybe it's just this relentless. All right. See you on the next podcast. If you want to find out what has been holding you back from the life you want and the solution to clear it, get started with my mental toughness quiz found at mentaltoughnesstrainer.com and get serious about achieving your goals, or maybe even become a mental toughness trainer yourself. All right, let's do this.